are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us, let's go right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up. Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Welcome to Sovereign Mind Radio. This is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire. My name is Mark Kent, and I'm here in the studio with Linda Kent, my sister, and Nate, our trusted soundboard operator and all-around good guy. How you guys doing?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. How about you guys, Nate?
Oh, great. Thank you.
Very good. Very good. Our guest this morning is Chad Raposa. We'll be getting to talk to him here in a little bit after we get through some of the headlines. How you doing today, Chad?
How are you?
Oh, good. Good. Very good. So, if you want to listen in the chat room, go to KCNR1460.com. All our shows are podcast and archived as well, so if you miss one, you can always go back in and listen to it again. Or you can call in at 530-605-4567. Ask some questions today if you have any. Your country, your children, and your grandchildren need you to get involved now. What's it going to take to pry your butts up off the couch? How bad does it have to get before you guys start doing something out there? This program wants to give you as many solutions as possible. You need to start by educating yourself on the issues. Get involved in your local politics, guys. Talk to your neighbors. Go to Tea Party meetings. Attend a Board of Supervisors meeting. Go to City Council. Do something, but get out there and figure out what's going on, because big out-of-control government is a problem right now. And if you haven't seen or realized that, you're not paying attention. So if you have any questions, please feel free to call in. That's what free speech is all about. Remember, the telephone number is 530-605-4567, or go to the chat room at kcnr1460.com. A couple of reminders that we do every week, every Monday night at 6 p.m., 2570 South Bonneview. Destiny Fellowship is a Tea Party meeting. We meet every Monday night, and there's always something going on there. Talking about limited government, fiscal responsibility, and adherence to the Constitution. And you got something there, sis?
Yeah, I was going to say, on Monday, I believe, we've got Gary Cadd coming in and speaking on some local issues and giving some updates on what's going on.
Probably water rights, probably this, sustainable, visionary,
Agenda 21 that doesn't exist?
Yeah, the Agenda 21 that doesn't exist. I'm going to have an article for that next week that just came out, where basically the UN is kind of admitting that that's what's happening here. And even though these guys aren't acknowledging it, our local politician, there's really no correlation. That's crap. Really, quite frankly. And, what it is it's the same agenda. You think they're just going to name it Agenda 21 so everybody knows and gets the connection and connects the dots right away? Of course not.
Well, they've done it in the school system on some of their books for the children. They actually say Agenda 21 for children. It's like, come on, folks.
So we can all be sustainable under UN rule with no constitutional rights or sovereignty. And, of course, all those other countries will treat us great, right?
Sure they will.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Really?
Come on. Just read our local newspaper out there.
And all this, easement stuff, what do they call it? They're not sustainable easements, but it'll come to me. Anyway, these easements, what they want in all these properties for the ranches and so forth, basically as a trust arrangement where the government basically starts to control your property forever in perpetuity. And, they say, we're not going to take your water rights. It'll all be good, except that they don't tell you is that the EPA has total access to your property. These conservation easements is what they're called. And so they just come in and they start red tagging everything so you can't use your property anymore.
Right. But they don't have a plan, remember.
There's no plan.
They don't really have a plan, but they do have a plan, so.
Oh, okay. So I want to get to the quote of the week, and then we have a Charles on the line. I'll get right to him here in a second. The first quote is, "All tyranny needs to gain a foothold is for people of good conscience to remain silent." That's Thomas Jefferson. So you guys out there, if you got a good conscience, you better start speaking up. So anyway, we got Charles on the phone. You got something for us, Charles?
Tuesday night at the city council, they're going to be talking about the Climate Region Action Plan.
That doesn't exist, right?
Well, the one that's being formulated, the staff report makes it sound so benign and non-intrusive, blah, 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 but take a look at the Climate Region Action Plan, CRAP, for Yolo County and tell me if that's benign.
Right. I feel like, you know, you're talking to, you know, on Leave It to Beaver here. It's like, gee, Wally, don't you think that they're all going to be really nice to us, the government, and not take our property or our rights or anything, just like they've been doing lately, Wally? You know, really? Yeah.
It's like a conversation between a frog and a scorpion, huh? I promise I won't sting you. Then halfway across the Jordan...
Pretty good.
Hey, what do you want? I'm a scorpion. That's what I do.
Well, very good. You got anything?
Considering, you know, the gravity of that, you know, of that nasty thing, I mean, it's...
People need to get involved. There's no question. They got to get out there and start understanding this stuff because on the surface of this stuff, it all sounds good. Oh, sustainable, you know, eco. Well, that all sounds good, except when sustainable equals you lose all your rights, you know,
right. That's
the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the tyrant always comes bearing gifts.
Yep.
Absolutely. So anyway, listen, we got a lot of stuff to cover here, Charles. So unless you got something else, I'm going to move on.
Let you go.
All right, thanks.
All right, thanks Charles.
Calling. You bet. Okay, we're going to go to a break here pretty soon, but not yet. But before we do, I kind of want to hit what we've been talking about the last week. This Obama eligibility to hold office of the presidency is really going to be a big problem. You know, did anybody hear anything this week in the media?
Of course not. There wasn't anything at all, not even a little blurb on the TV.
I should have my sound effects of crickets, you know, going off. Because the real thing is, how the heck does this thing happen in Georgia where they might even find Obama in contempt of court for not showing up or his attorney showing up? You know, totally thumbs his nose at the rule of law here. You know, Nixon had to show up for court, remember? And if you don't show up for court in subpoena, you can find, you know, under subpoena. You know, the media is spinning this like, well, he's the president. He can't be subpoenaed. So, really? So I guess he's not the president anymore. He's now the king.
Right.
Clinton showed up for court, too.
Isn't that interesting?
That's pretty amazing.
So, we got a guy who's basically saying, I don't have to pay attention to any of the rules of law anymore. I'm the king. I'm above the law. And you know something? Back in 1215 AD, then Magna Carta was signed. And that was kind of the big thing, you know. They said, hey, King John, you know, are you above the law or do you have to follow the law like the rest of us? Because, you know, we're kind of at the point where if you don't start following your own rules, we're gonna cut your head off. And so they were getting kind of mad about it because it was really hard on the wife and the kids because every time they came home, the king stole all their property and stuff and, you know, confiscated their lands and, you know, things like that. And so after a while, it became kind of a real problem that the king wouldn't follow his own rules because what happened is you have a tyrant at some point, and guess what's going to happen if we don't start following the rule of law? That's what this is a constitutional issue, and people better realize it. The Constitution rule says that you have to be a natural-born citizen. Look it up, Article 2, Section 5, Clause 5. And it says that in order to be eligible for the president, you have to be a natural-born citizen. This has nothing to do with where he was born. This is all about who his parents are, whether they're citizens. This birther thing is a total diversion and a spin so that you're not looking at the real issue here. And, of course, you know, under rules for radical Saul Alinsky, that's the first thing you do is try to ridicule anybody who's challenging you. Oh, they're birthers. They're this, they're that, they're teabaggers, all that. Oh, yeah, they don't deal with the issue, which is he eligible or not? I want the truth here. Is he eligible under constitutional law or not, according to the rules, according to the Supreme Court? If he is, fine, I'm good with it, no problem. If he's not, then there's a problem here, because there's a cover-up going on, and people should be going to jail, in my opinion, because the Democratic Party should have vetted him. And on top of all that, if it is true that these birth certificates are forged, and it is true that he's using a Social Security number that is not valid, those are felonies. Anybody else does them.
Yeah, wasn't it from Connecticut or something?
Yeah, some guy from 1890. And I don't know if that's true or not. I'll tell you, I don't know if the birth certificate is fake or not. I don't know if his Social Security, but that should be very easy to check. But what I do know is it says what the eligibility to be president is, and both parents have to be citizens either by naturalization or by birth in order for him to qualify to be the president. That's the issue, and the left needs to quit spinning this crap, because every time you get rid of the rule of law, guess what follows soon to be? Tyranny.
Yeah.
Because
and I find
subject.
It amazing since 2003, since he, you know, has started as senator and everything, that they've been trying to change the wording in the Constitution to amend it so that the natural born citizen clause was taken out of that.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? 8 attempts.
Right.
You know, co-sponsored bills with Obama and Hillary not Charles Rangel. But anyway, we're going to come back on this. We're going to go to a break right now, and we'll be back with Sovereign Mind Radio, 1460 KCNR, home of the Free Fire Media, with some more headline news.
Month of Tobacco and Brew, the coffee special will be chocolate truffle mocha or white mocha raspberry. 16 ounces of a hot drink for $3 through February. Treat your sweetie to a delicious cup of hot coffee. Tobacco and Brew also has flavored loose teas and vanilla maple coffee beans on sale.
In the humidor, we are offering a Macanudo. The Macanudo is one of the most recognizable and popular cigar brands in the world, and if you purchase three, you get one free. It's known for its mild flavor and body. Tobacco and Brew is also collecting old or damaged American flags that need proper honor and care in their disposal.
And did you know, when you bring in your empty bottles and cans to Tobacco and Brew, they will donate them to the Empire Recovery Center.
That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Hey, honey, hop in the Jeep. Let's go get a cup of coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Hi folks, Chief Master Sergeant Bob Dunlap, United States Air Force, retired, and your Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. It was truly an honor and a privilege to serve our country for 26 years as a member of the United States Air Force, and now I'm proud to serve on another very important team working hard to erect a memorial to all Air Force veterans at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery in Igo. This one-of-a-kind memorial will be dedicated to all the fine men and women who have sacrificed so much to ensure America's superiority in the skies. To learn more about the Air Force Memorial and how you can personally support this project, please visit our webpage at www.usafmemorial.org. Thank you, and remember, aim high, Air Force.
I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday.
We're back. Sovereign Mind Radio here. Home of the Free Fire Media, 1460 KCNR. This is Mark Kent, and I'm your host of Sovereign Mind Radio. Well, let's get back on task here on the subject matter. I have a website here for anybody, for all you disbelievers. Let me give you some places to go so you can verify some of this information, because this is big. You know, this is not a matter of who's getting elected for president. This is a matter of constitutional law. If we no longer follow the rule of law, we no longer have a constitution. I hope you guys realize that out there, because if the king is above the law, guess what? Nothing applies to him. He can do whatever he wants. Sound familiar? So the first one I want to give you is ObamaBallotChallenge.com. Okay. That's a website that's being set up, or has been set up, that is now working to get his challenged, his eligibility to be on the ballots in all 50 states. Now, just as, a note of eligibility here, or a side note, sidebar, whatever you want to call it. If even four or five states challenge his eligibility and he's not eligible, isn't that going to be a problem in November for electoral votes? And this is the reason that our founding fathers said we don't want a popular majority vote to vote in the president. We want electorates, because otherwise the great big population centers could control the election of all the other states. And guess what? They wouldn't have any say-so in the states. That's why the Electoral College is so important. Our founders were not dumb men. They were very brilliant. Go ahead, Nate.
I was just going to bring up a point about that is we all know Andrew Jackson, and he was the man against Banks, and yep, that's how he won, because they were doing the same thing, voter fraud, and they couldn't because he won the electoral vote. So he was one of the first ones that happened with, not Bush.
And you know something, this is not a Democrat or Republican issue. I would be as strong on this. I don't care if he was a Republican from the word go, because this is garbage when a guy can just say, hey, the Constitution doesn't apply to me anymore. And also, I want you guys to go Google Obama ignored GA eligibility hearing, judge to make ruling. That's on YouTube. Now, the Obama and his attorney didn't show up. You know, if they have if they had evidence to refute this, do you not think that they would go to court and present that evidence and stop this whole thing?
Well, most of us would if we were on that side of it.
Most of us would have to. The next step is contempt of court, and then they you know, the next time you come in, the judge says, bailiff, could you walk over there and put the cuffs on him and put him in jail because he's in contempt? You know, and so why are they not defending this, and why is this not getting any media attention? Where's the media at? Where's the watchdogs? Where's the guys that are supposed to be on this stuff?
That's a good question. I did see one affiliate of Fox News. I think it was like Fox 7 or something had a little blurb on it, but that's been about it.
Yeah, that Obama ignored GA eligibility hearing, judge to make ruling, is a local station in Channel 5 in Atlanta. They're the only ones that covered it the day of the trial that I'm aware of. But this thing's going viral. They can't stop this. I mean, the Internet is a game changer. That's why we need to keep it intact. So moving on here. If we look at his eligibility requirements, we've determined that it is or it isn't. He's either eligible or he's not, based on the criteria of the Constitution, the court decisions, Minor versus Halverson. If you go back to the Common Law of Nations by Vattel, section 212, look it up. It says that both parents have to be citizens, and then of the president, in order for his birth to be qualified as a natural born citizen. Now, this eligibility challenge is spreading to six states as we're speaking, not just Georgia. So what's happening is he's going to start getting his eligibility challenged in a bunch of other states here. In fact, that website I gave you, is they're looking for all 50 states. I don't expect that to happen.
I don't think we need that many.
No.
If we just can get a few more on there, I think it's going to make a big difference in what goes on with this case.
And these aren't just schmoes. These are attorneys. This is the Liberty Legal Foundation. Sheriff Arpaio has got his cold case investigation going on this. Mark Hatfill, who's an attorney. Orly Tay, just because you're an attorney doesn't make you smart or right even, but I'm telling you, these guys are not just, coming off the street saying, oh, Obama is a birther and his certificate, yeah, we're all just a bunch of dumb hicks that don't know anything, If you do, anybody out there does a legal analyze this from a legal standpoint, impartially to see if what I'm saying is true, will find the same facts that I'm finding. And you know something, if you got some evidence out there to present to the contrary, bring it on. You know, don't, you know, you can cite the 14th Amendment stuff, but that doesn't challenge his natural born citizenship. That's about citizens, not natural born citizens.
Correct. And I was going to put in there too, it's pretty interesting what the Supreme Court did with this is they would not view the case and they sent it back to the states so that the power could go back to the states as it is stated in the Constitution to deal with this situation.
This is a states' rights issue. You know, one of the things that might be happening here too is Obama might have not shown up because he wants this to get a default judgment so he can appeal this to a higher court. Well, what we hope for is that the judge cites him for contempt of court, makes a decision on the merits, and then sends it off to the Secretary of State of Georgia to decide whether he gets on the ballot or not. And so, you know, this is going to be a problem for this guys. And you know, there's a powder keg. This is a powder keg because guess what the left's going to do if he's challenged and it's found that he's not eligible. Oh, this is about racism. You guys don't like black people. You don't like little kids and you probably eat meat too. Anything but the what this is about. And that's the name of the game. You're a birther. You're a teabagger. You're a meat eater. You're a vegetarian, maybe. No? So, the one story I'm quoting here is the judicial branch dead. This was sent in. This is a Rally Sally post on 24hourpatriots.com. And, you know, go in and start, getting involved in this stuff. Start telling your friends because, you know, something, this is big stuff. And it seems like the media is lost in space here. And we are becoming the media because, you know, something, think about this. If these guys won't even report this, what else aren't they reporting? What other lies are they spinning? And this goes across the board. Where's Fox News? Where's CNN? Where's Anderson Cooper? Where are these guys? Is this a story or not? Is the fact that a Georgia court has subpoenaed the president to come in to verify whether he's a natural born citizen eligible under constitutional law, is that a story? How about the fact that he doesn't show up? Is that a story? Let's see. Any of this stuff? I mean, spreading to six states. Is that a story? Are there any stories here at all that somebody might be interested in the nationwide, especially during an election year? Really? Crickets again.
Here they go.
So.
Yeah, how about him going to wars without going to Congress? And how about using Al-Qaeda in Libya?
I have a list of 35 reasons why he shouldn't be president. And again, what's that?
Is that all?
Yeah, only 35. So we might go over that a little bit. In fact, I'll go over it now. What the heck? I mean,
Before you do that, can you go over those websites again, kind of slow, so that I've got some people in the chat room that want to get that info again, please?
Okay. ObamaBallotChallenge.com. The next one is a YouTube video. You have to write it out or get close to it. Obama ignored GA or Georgia. GA is for Georgia. Eligibility hearing. Judge to make ruling. That's on YouTube. Okay. The other one is on the 24-Hour Patriot site. I can give you a bunch of these. How about go to www.thenationalpatriot.com? There's a bunch of stories there on it. Like I say, there's more. All you got to do is go to Google and start Googling, Obama eligibility, natural born citizen, and look around. And don't just stop on Snopes or Wikipedia, because those guys have already been all doctored up by somebody. And of course, that couldn't happen. I mean, everything is on Wikipedia and Snopes. It's got to be true, right?
Well, sure. Not that Soros is in there anywhere.
Well, did you know that anybody that wants to can go in there and change that, right?
Yeah, I did not know that.
Yeah, it's not like they took it out of a book and scanned it, and boom, there it is, and nobody can change it. No, you can go right into Wikipedia and add anything you want to it and say, oh, here we go. And then if you're, I shouldn't say dumb enough, but I guess gullible enough to go in there and believe that whatever Snoop says is true, there's a new site called the SnoopDoggyDog.com, the truth. And, You can, like, you know, take a couple of big hits and then go pretend that everything's right, man. Rainbows, lollipops, sunshine, you know.
It's all good after that.
It's all good. The economy's recovering. I got an article about that, too, about the economy here, too. Do you guys believe that the unemployment rate went down to 8.3%? Really?
Yeah, sure. We're just running out of first-time people to, you know.
Well, we're going to talk to Chad here in just a minute about Ron Paul and his views on political stuff when we come back off the break. If you guys can't tell, I'm just a little bit fired up about this eligibility thing because where is the darn media? Come on, guys. You know, wake up. Anyway, this is 1460 KCNR, home of the Free Fire Media. We'll be back shortly.
Hi, this is Doug with Goldleaf Nursery, and it's time for our annual Groundhog Day sale. Sale starts Groundhog Day, Thursday, February 2nd through Monday, February 6th. The sale will go on, rain or shine, shadow or no shadow. What a sale it's going to be. 40% off all 1-gallon through 24-inch box shrubs and trees. 25% off newly arrived roses. You know we have over 125 varieties of bare root fruit trees, grapes, and berries. Buy one at regular price, get the second one 30% off. There is nothing like the taste and aroma of tree-ripened fruits. And every Saturday, 12 noon through February, we have a free pruning seminar. Sign up for a free heirloom fruit tree in our raffle, a real California treasure. Don't miss this 5-day Groundhog Day sale starting Thursday. Gold Leaf Nursery across the street from Tucker Oaks Golf Course on Churn Creek Road. For a map to Gold Leaf Nursery, look us up on the web, goldleafnursery.com.
Domestic violence and sexual assault are on the rise here in Shasta County. This is Katie Minoletti with Shasta Women's Refuge. If you have a heart for giving back and can spare a few hours a month, you can make a difference. Applications are being accepted now for our crisis intervention training class. For more information, please call 244-0117. That's 244-0117. Or you can visit ShastaWomensRefuge.org. And thank you.
A mandate from the king.
By royal proclamation, your presence is requested at the David Marr Auditorium to enjoy Disney's Cinderella, presented by Reading School of the Arts, directed by Hillary Rogerson. With all your favorite Cinderella songs and characters, it's the perfect outing for the whole family. Come, meet Cinderella and her friends.
I want to meet the prince.
Bring your little dreamer to the David Marr Auditorium February 3rd and 4th and watch the magic unfold. Go to CascadeTheater.org for your tickets now or get them at the door.
I love that song. Sovereign Mind Radio, 1460 KCNR, home of the Free Fire Media. We're back. We have a caller online, and then I want to talk to Chad and get some of his input on stuff. So are you there, Gary?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. How the heck are you today?
Well, I could be better because the Georgia decision went against us, as you probably know.
No, I hadn't heard that yet. I was up early this morning.
Oh, yeah, I have it before me on the computer, and... have you read the minor court decision?
I have. I've skimmed it. I haven't read it in depth, but it seemed pretty clear to me.
Yes, it does. And in this decision from Georgia, nice of the judge to circumvent the idea in the Constitution that you must have both parents as citizens. That has been skirted. And it seems that this decision by the Georgia judge relies heavily on an Indiana court case of a couple years ago, and they relied heavily on the definition that the minor case did not define what a natural-born citizen was. And I read that. I understand that. But it is in the Constitution.
Absolutely. And it came from the...
So our only hope is...
Well, some of these states are going to pick it up, and you know, we have to let it run its course. I mean, that seems like the only hope we have, I guess.
I think so. So, read the whole thing. Roger Hedgecock on the other station carried it last night, and you're right. He, as far as I know, he's the only one that mentioned it other than you. You are the second mention that I've heard, and believe me, I tune in to all of this stuff.
Absolutely. Well, we started this last week, and I've been waiting all week. That's kind of why I'm a little bit up in arms here, because it's like, you know, I don't care whether you believe or which side of this argument you're on or not, but to completely be blacked out in the media is a telling
yes.
sign.
Yes.
So
indeed. Well, keep up the good work, and I appreciate what you do, and I like your program.
Thanks a lot, Gary. Thanks for calling
bye.
In. Bye bye. All right. With that said, let's talk to our guest here. We wanted to get the perspective of the youth, or as they said in my cousin Vinny, the Utes. So we have a Ute in our studio today, and is Chad Raposa, and he's a really good friend of mine's son. With full disclosure, he used to work for me. And so, Chad, how you doing this morning?
Doing well. How are you?
The fun never stops. You know that. So, what do you think? What do you think's going on here in politics? I know we want to talk about Ron Paul and stuff because it seems like you're for Ron Paul. Why is that?
I think that Ron Paul is the most conservative candidate as far as the Constitution. I don't believe that he's thinking that he's above it, as Obama thinks. And he seems like the most able to turn back the spending that we've been recklessly doing over the last 3.5 years or so. So I believe that he's the best candidate that the GOP has to offer.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? I mean, and you said it, I mean... nobody else is talking about real spending cuts. Nobody else is talking about, you know, the debt. Nobody else is talking about the money and sound money. And, you know, I mean, that's what I've been saying all along. And I think the youth is also picking this thing up. Correct me if I'm wrong, because he's the only one giving you guys any hope out there.
Yeah, that's right. We haven't really seen that hope and change that Obama was touting over the campaign.
Now we hope he changes.
Yeah.
In more ways than one.
Yeah, we're going to change the president. Ron Paul just, he wants to get back to the Constitution. I think that's key to getting the country back in the right track.
You know what I find amazing is everybody's talking about all the other candidates mainstream and a lot of the people that we talk to, but the tide is rising for Ron Paul more and more. I don't see how anybody could even possibly be calling themselves a patriot or a Tea Partier or a conservative and looking at Ron Paul and not wanting to at least examine him with a honest eye. To see what he has to say about his policies. All I seem to get is people parroting some news station that says, "Oh, it's foreign policy," and then you know, well, I really don't know what foreign policy is. He's not for defending the country, really.
Well, I think we get back to the media with that. You know, everything is Romney. You know, and they don't put anything out for Ron Paul unless it's negative, and of course, then they're going to blast him out there. But then you know, people get lazy. And don't do their homework and get the education. And
are you telling me the media might lie to us?
No, just a little bit.
Hey, there's little bubbles are popping above my head, and my rainbow world's going away. Stop.
So I wanted to ask Chad, with the young people that you're around, most of them, are they in favor of Ron Paul, or what are you hearing out there?
They are, and I think the interesting thing is it's both conservatives and liberals. I have a friend who's proud to be an Obama supporter, but he's not going to vote for Obama the second term. He's actually, I think he's going to be voting for Ron Paul, at least in the primaries, because he believes in the Constitution. and that Ron Paul is the best man for the job next.
You don't have to tell us his name. Just tell us where he hangs out so we can go, you know.
Persuade him a little bit.
Well, put him in a headlock and talk about Ron Paul for a while. Go ahead, Nick.
Yeah, just real quick. That's my point exactly is that you might get a Newt Gingrich or a Romney voted in by the neocons on the right to get the Republican nomination, but there's no way that he'll ever get independents or Democrats. And that's why I say Ron Paul could win, and he's the only one that can win, is because he can get real Republicans, real ones, not neocons, and independents, and Democrats even like him, because he talks about the Constitution. It's not a party thing. So that's my reason he's the only one that can be elected.
Well, the big fear is that if what happens is there's going to be a vote split, you know, and Obama's going to win. And, you know, there's legitimate fear there but the real deal is who's splitting the vote. If we're talking about, you know, Obama and Obama light, and you're not voting for the guy who's talking about the Constitution, who's really splitting the vote here?
And I would say that I don't think it would, because there's Democrats that are going to stay with him, but it's the independents or who wins the elections.
They're going to decide the election.
Right.
There's no question about it.
They're sick of Obama, but they're sick of Bushes and neocons too. And that's why Ron Paul's the only one. And it should make people concerned a little bit that he never gets any attention. He gets 90 seconds during debates.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's pathetic. And if you can't see that they're trying to silence him, then you're blind, obviously. But, you know, if you can see that, then you have to know that he's obviously on the right track, against the media at least.
No Ron Paul fans in the studio here. I'm voting for Kermit the Frog. So, anyway. what else you got over there, Chad? Have you got something you want to say? I know you're this first time on the radio, so you might be a little nervous, but just let your hair down. Oh, you got a skull cap on. Never mind. And, you know, just give us what you think.
I also like Ron Paul's non-intervention policy as far as the foreign policy. We're in a lot of countries right now that we don't need to really be in, especially when we're putting our troops in harm's way for pretty much foolish reasons, I think. I really think that we should think about what we're doing as far as where we are in the world, and not putting our troops in harm's way if we don't have to be.
Well, I guess the fact that we got 900 bases worldwide and a bunch of wars going on that are unsustainable, what's the problem, you know?
And the fact that we're spending all that money, not only the human aspect of it, but the money aspect of it, it's just, there's no reason for it.
Well, it's unconscionable, but, you know, there's two reasons that I can think of. Is one is that as long as we're spending money, you know, the government's controlling it, the distribution of it, and as long as we have a worldwide police force that enforces central banking issues and a worldwide currency, the dollar reserve, which, by the way, is starting to collapse, and all you guys out there that aren't ready for that, you better start prepping. You might become, instead of a birther, a prepper, because that's becoming a problem. And, you know, this unemployment thing, 8.3, really? You know, does anybody out there believe that? Are you serious? I mean, 8.3, they just forgot to count the 1.2 million that decided not to even look for work anymore. And the government is lying to you. You better wake up and smell the coffee and figure this out, because you're going to get hurt bad if you don't. If you think that we are coming out of this into recovery, you need to go do some fact checking here, because guess what? The unemployment is not getting better. The economy is not getting better. And you can, you know, draw a comic book of rainbows and lollipops all day long. And guess what? We're still where we're at. So.
Yeah, well, it's convenient that the government, to come up with those numbers, just randomly pick, I think, what they're going to put in there so that the numbers look good, like we're in recovery.
Well,
the big ticket items, you know, are food and things like that. It's conveniently that it never gets into their facts.
Well, I have an article here from the economiccollapseblog.com, and it's entitled, I Can't Take It Anymore. You know, what's that guy? What was that movie? I'm mad as hell and I can't take it anymore. And he talks about the actual numbers here. And, you know, new home sales in the United States hit a brand new all-time record low. The average duration of unemployment in America is close to record all-time high. The percentage of Americans Americans in extreme poverty at an all-time high. The number of Americans on food stamps hit an all-time high. According to the Census Bureau, an all-time record of 49% of the Americans live at home that get direct benefits from the federal government. Back in 1983, less than a third of Americans living in homes that receive benefit from the government. This goes on and on and on and on, guys. Guess what? These people are lying to you. So quit drinking the Kool-Aid and start thinking for yourself. And quit watching all the TV programs because what you're doing is you're getting what's called Delphi'd. Look that up. Google the Delphi method, and it links to the Saul Alinsky method. And Saul Alinsky just happened to be Obama's mentor, so to speak, or he was a disciple of the Alinsky guy in Rules for Radicals. But don't take my word for it. Just Google Delphi technique, and what they do is frame the debates. They don't give you all the information, so you have to make decisions that give us consensus over things. So anyway, I think I just ranted. That was a rant.
Was that a rant?
I think it was.
So I guess we're going to a break, we'll catch you on the other side.
Very good. Sovereign Mind Radio, 1460.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
You were only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see. All your life, you were only waiting for this moment to be free.
We're back. Sovereign Mind Radio, 1460, home of the Free Fire. Yeah, I just wanted to say, too, talking about that call from Gary, I want to verify that information before I'm going to, you know, endorse that. And not that I think Gary was not telling the truth, but I got to thinking about it. And, you know, one of the things I was reading was that the judge had gave them till the 5th to file briefs before he was going to make a decision. And that would mean that if he made the decision yesterday or today, that they would be Saturday. And so I'm a little skeptical that that's true. That might be some disinformation because the internet's pretty good at disseminating the truth as well as disseminating misinformation. So let's hold that in abeyance. I want to verify that before we believe that completely. So even though it might be true. So anyway, coming back here, let's go back to 35 reasons why Obama will lose in 2012. Okay, let's start with number one. Obama challenged by 28 states as unconstitutional subject of a Supreme Court hearing in March. Supported passage of cap-and-trade carbon regulations. This comes from, by the way, this is not me. This comes from factsnotsofantasy.blogspot.com. And so I just pulled this up because I thought it was kind of interesting the way they... But some of this stuff, we don't even remember how much crap has been going on in the last 3 years. You know, I mean, so I wanted to kind of review this because there's been a lot of stuff. Supports cap-and-trade regulations. A strong advocate of global warming revealed to be a hoax in 2009. His failed multi-billion-dollar stimulus program. How's that working out for you guys? You know, let's just keep spending money. I think during the election they had to play this one over and over and over again. Shovel-ready jobs are not really shovel-ready.
Yeah, look at them all out there.
Yeah, and then they laugh like it's a big freaking joke. You know, I mean, I watched that commercial a few times. Mortgage refinance deemed a complete failure. Appointment of White House policy czars, one of whom was a communist that we know for a fact, admitted Van Jones. No connection there. I mean, doesn't every president always appoint communists to his cabinet?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Standard procedure. What do you think about that, Chad? I mean, wow. You know, I mean, a communist in the White House.
It's right there. You got your eyes open, you can see it.
Absolutely. I think a lot of these guys just keep pulling the blinders on. Let's keep going. This is number nine. Failed foreign policy. Israel, Iran, North Korea, Iraq, Afghanistan, etc.
Let's see. Everyone he's touched.
Mishandling of the BP oil spill. Slow to react. Shut down all the drilling so he shut down all the oil drilling in America, even though we need energy and we're supposed to be energy independent, right?
Right.
Stop the pipeline.
But he's sending money overseas to drill for oil.
South America. What a guy.
Yeah.
Hey, he's a world guy, you know.
I have some news on Georgia.
Okay. What do you got? What do you got?
It starts out right here. It says, despite the fact that he didn't come to court and his lawyer refused to defend the case, President Barack Obama has won a case brought by several so-called birthers who sought to have him removed from the Georgia ballot.
Wow. Well, it must be true then.
That was yesterday, February 3rd.
So. Well, there you go. So it seems like we've sort of verified it. So, let's just, go against all law. Let's not worry about the Constitution. Let's just call everybody a birther and move on. Okay.
Yeah, it's interesting how they're being marginalized for following the Constitution.
Yeah, Constitution, who cares?
Whatever. Just asking for information. Just produce it.
Just produce some argument to the contrary.
Well, yeah. I mean, just produce your birth certificate or just produce proof, and you can't do it, then obviously that throws up red flags, right?
Yeah, big problem. Okay, it couldn't be there's something going on here. Okay, so the next one is my favorite, bowing to the King of Saudi Arabia. I'm not sure that has a lot of I don't know. Okay.
Well, real quick, for all the Fox fans, you know, Fox is owned over 50% by Saudi Prince.
Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe Bill O'Reilly should bow to the Saudi Arabia king. Okay, so stopping the building of the XL Keystone Pipeline. He opposed offshore drilling and domestic drilling. Number 14, Solyndra, green energy bankrupt, whose loan was guaranteed by the taxpayers. See, that's part of this game, if you guys don't realize it, is moving private debt into the public debt so that we can all be responsible to pay it back for whoever it is that's in doing it, you know, whether it's the Wall Street bankers or whatever.
You know, the behind the pipeline, that little story behind the pipeline, who's going to make money now?
Oh, yeah, Buffett. Yeah, it's all about his trains.
Yep.
No crony capitalism here. I mean, we could write another Ayn Rand novel with these guys. So, unbelievable. Let's see. Sued Arizona for trying to control illegal immigration. Uh-huh. 15 is the Fast and Furious gun running scandal. Still going on. There might be a problem with Eric Holder.
Yeah, but they didn't know anything about it. I mean.
Guns?
Yeah.
What guns?
There was 90,000 emails or something, but there's no way that they possibly could have been aware of what was going on with Fast and Furious.
I don't recall.
Oh. I don't remember.
Well, Hannity didn't tell me anything about it, so I don't know.
Yeah,
there you go.
Okay. Highest, a rogue environmental protection agency. Okay, we got the EPA out of control. 18, highest budget deficit since World War II. 19, highest federal debt since World War II. 20 was the highest federal deficit. 21, increased federal debt more than all the presidents from Washington to Clinton combined. No problem here.
Yeah, but there's no problem with that.
Yeah. Okay, don't worry, Chad. You're going to pay this all, you know, we're going to just move this from the public to the, to the private Chad debt. And Chad's going to have to start going to work because, you know, I'm telling you, the buck stops here. No comment.
We'll take care of it for you.
Yeah,
no. Bob Beckles says that there's no problem with the $15 trillion debt. So.
And climbing. Well, Bob Beckel obviously is an economist. Okay, first downgrade, lowest ownership, lowest unemployment, 58.1% if population since 1983. I don't know what that means. Lowest employment. I'm sorry, lowest employment, not unemployment. So the lowest employment equals the highest unemployment, I think, if I do my math correctly. Lowest home ownership since 1965. 25, first downgrade of the U.S. debt rating in national history. First downgrading of the U.S. debt. You guys hearing this? Refused to support the Defense of Marriage Act. Wanted to shut down Guantanamo. Has expressed hostility to banking sector, pharmaceutical companies, physicians, coal industry, oil industry, and other sectors of the economy. Anybody who is a independent business, you know, of course, I'm thinking the banking sector was probably okay. 29, attempted to stop Boeing from building a manufacturing union in South Carolina. Who is this guy? The king?
Hey, he's working real hard at it.
Remember that old Mel Brooks movie, History of the World Part 2? It's good to be the king.
Yeah, until you get a bad one.
Yeah, and then remember, he's out there, and he's got a shotgun, and he's skeet shooting, and he says, pull, and then some peasant comes flying over the hedge. Yeah! And, you know. It's good to be the king. So, with that, let's see. Advocates major cuts to Pentagon budget for U.S. military. Well, I kind of advocate that, too. Only he's not going to cut, he's not going to cut spending. He's going to cut defense. Authorized military action in Libya without congressional approval. Let's start a war. We don't need anybody to let us know if we can do it or not. What that constitutes peace paper.
And he's the first president. You're not supposed to be president and then sit on some other council lead. And he's the head of Security Council at the UN also. First time that's ever happened.
And you hear about that in the media?
No,
where's crickets. The media? Crickets, absolutely. We got crickets going on. 33, continues to hide college records, passport, and Social Security number information. Wow, that should be easy to check on.
You would think, but even I think Nate was saying the governor over there in Hawaii was even on Obama's side trying to get the information, and he was having a hard time pulling
the
right
records. The real deal is, why would you spend over $1 million to hide all this stuff unless there's something to hide? I just want to know the truth. If the truth is he's eligible, I'm good with that. If he's following the Constitution, I'm good with that.
Yeah, if you can't produce it, sorry, you're out.
Yeah.
This is too easy, you know. Nothing, just can't produce it, then you're out.
And then 34, not a natural-born citizen is required by the U.S. Constitution. Both parents must be U.S. citizens to be president, unless he was ineligible to run, ineligible to hold office, and ineligible to run again. Number 35. Does not tell the truth.
What's that saying about if the lips are moving?
Read teleprompters only.
Oh, man, it's incredible. Anyway, so let's see what we got here. We got a couple of minutes. We're running out of time. Is there anything that we want to talk about? We want to thank our guest Chad for coming in and giving us his opinion. Thanks, Chad.
Thank you for having me.
No problem. Linda, you got anything?
Yeah, I want to throw out there, remember that the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center are still having their free disposal of e-waste. And so give them a call at 378-2280. Go by there and drop off your appliances, whether they're working or not.
Okay, remember, you have to be aware to be prepared out there. Start getting more self-reliant. Or the alternative to that is keep watching TV and do nothing. And, you know, that will probably get you a long ways down in the future. You know, you'll be really good.
Let me know how that works when you open the mailbox and there's not a check out there.
Yeah, what happens when the check's so devalued because we have inflation that you get your Social Security check or your government check or your government pension check and it's worth nothing, and you get to buy two loaves of bread and then run out to the bomb shelter and hope that nobody knows where you're at?
Yeah,
because you're hiding your bread.
Or you get the check and it says, I owe you.
Buy silver, buy silver, buy food, buy food. Next week, our guest will be, I have no idea.
I don't know either. We're working on that. So,
okay, we'll work on that.
I'm sure it's going to be something good.
That's your job. Otherwise, you're going to get blamed. So, tyrants have always some slight of shade of virtue. They support the laws before they destroy them. That's Voltaire. Remember, government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It's force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. George Washington, my name is Mark Kent, not George Washington, and this is Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media, 1460.
We'll see everybody next week.
We'll see
you
all next week. Have a great week.
And it's me you need to show. How deep is your love? How deep is your love? How deep is your love? I really need to learn. 'Cause we're living in a world of fools, breaking us down when they all show.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, the home of Free Fire Media. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Karen Regal. It's caucus time in Nevada.
As Nevadans head for their caucus locations, Mitt Romney appears poised for another big win. The question, can he get a majority of the vote here as he did in 2008? Rival Newt Gingrich acknowledges strong support for Romney among Nevada's Mormon population. 4 years ago, Mormons accounted for 1 in 4 voters and went 95% to Romney. Gingrich is hoping to finish second here and pick up some delegates, but the real wild card is Ron Paul. While he polls in the single digits, he has a strong ground organization that can get people out to the caucuses in ways polling can't pick up. For his part, Rick Santorum has spent most of his time this week in Colorado and Missouri, hoping contests on Tuesday will be a little more favorable to him. In Las Vegas, John Roberts, Fox News Radio.
Nevada is not the only political game in town. On the other side of the country, Maine has begun its caucusing as well today. Thing is, the Maine caucuses will last a week. Ron Paul is the only candidate to have visited Maine in this election cycle. Mitt Romney's